Tom Kunin, a Belgian activist with the environmental group Greenpeace, says the Indonesian police who detained him at first accused him of being a spy. They also kept changing the name of the department they represent.
The first time I met them, they were immigration. The second time I met them, they presented themselves as Secret Service. The third time I met them, they presented themselves as some other police service. And then yesterday, finally, it comes true that they're actually reconnaissance intelligence from the Jakarta National Police.
Kunin is one of two Greenpeace activists and two journalists being deported from Indonesia. In October, the environmental group brought activists from around the world to the island of Sumatra to publicize how clearing forests may contribute to global warming. They also built a dam to help restore an area affected by deforestation, and they invited journalists to see how logging companies clear vast sections of land. But the activists got into trouble when they demonstrated against companies they say caused significant environmental damage. Foreign Ministry spokesman Teku Faizasha says they violated the terms of their visas.
We were informed that some foreign nationals were deported because they conduct an activity which is in contrary to their obtained visa. So it's a misuse of visa. They are supposedly involved in the business activities or as a tourist, but they're involved in political activities.
The two journalists, one from India and one from Italy, were picked up by police while looking at a recently cleared forest. Faizasha says they are being deported because they failed to declare their true purpose when applying for their visas. Nur Hidayati, the Indonesian Greenpeace country representative, says the organization was involved in demonstrations, but she says deporting activists and journalists on these technicalities brings more attention to their cause and depicts the government of Indonesia as undemocratic.
Legal doesn't mean always good. When the law is not really open up the opportunity of the civilians to show freedom of expression, it's only showing more repression, and it's going to be a bad image for the Indonesian government.
Because of the burning of its forests, climate experts say Indonesia is the third largest emitter of CO2, a greenhouse gas that many scientists think accelerates global warming. Faizasha says the government recognizes the problem and is working to save its forests.
We are all concerned with the environment issues. The Indonesian government is also very active this day to ensure that we reforestation. We are working hard to limit the deforestation. So we are very much in line with the interests of international global campaigns.
But he says Greenpeace and other foreign environmental activists must work within the law. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.